Welcome to another podcast by Every Nation Brisbane. We're so glad you can join us here today. For more information about our church, visit us on the web at enbrisbane.org. Please enjoy the following message.
We thank you, Father, that you are the master planner, you are the master builder. But Lord, even as we learn today what it means to be family and for leaving a legacy for those after us, for the next generation, we thank you, Father, that you lead by example and that you show us what it means to leave a legacy, Lord Jesus. So, Father, I pray that you would anoint Norman's mouth today as he delivers your word, Father. And this is a timely word and season for all of those who are here. We thank you, Father, and pray these things in your mighty name. Amen. Amen.
Good morning, everybody. Okay, I guess everyone here knows who I am, but for those of you who don't, my name is Norman. I'm one of the leaders here, so I serve in kids ministry along with Easter, Sam and Linda there, and at the moment, Mark and Donna Stellan. I rattled off those names because I want to add more names to the kids ministry roster. Okay, so I'm allowed to put a plug in that. Oh, sorry about that, Pastor Henry. I just threw a short ball there. But yes, today we're going to talk about family. Now, it's so good to see you all today. How about that icebreaker, yeah? It was something different. I guess the whole purpose behind that was that what we were trying to do is, well, I'll share this with you. The first idea that I'd come up with was to get everybody to stand up, right, and then just cross over and then just sit together. But we thought, okay, what about if we have visitors? I thought, oh, yeah, we want them to come back. So we better not. And then this game had come up. And so, like Easter said, I just want to echo that, you know, family is important to God. Family is important in this day and age. But also, what's wonderful is that every nation is not just about one nation or one ethnic group. Yeah, we have about 83 churches. We have a lot of churches in 83 nations. Is that right? Let's just get into this here. All right, I'm glad you're able to laugh because, you know, you're helping me here to just to relax a bit and just to enjoy today. And so as we continue our DNA series, we are into our third week of a four-part series. We're talking about the vision and values of who we are as a movement. And in case if you didn't know, our vision here is that Every Nation Logan is a part of Every Nation family of churches and ministries that exist to honor God by establishing Christ-centered, Spirit-empowered, socially responsible churches and campus ministries in every nation. So the last 2 weeks, Pastor Henry spoke of our values. The first one being discipleship. Last week was outreach. And today, you get to listen to me to talk about family. Because the family is the foundation and validation of ministry, we refuse to sacrifice our marriages and our children on the altars of temporal success. And because we believe God has called us to be a spiritual family, we embrace community, reject the idea of disposable relationships, and choose to walk in love, respect, and unity. Yes. God loves and values family. Here at Every Nation Logan, we also value family. Family is important to God. God works through family. God works through the generations. Yes, your biological family is important. And it is important to be a part of a spiritual family as well, where you are in a community of hope, faith, and encouragement. My question, if there was a fictional family you wish you could spend a day with, whether a family from TV, books, or a movie, which family would it be? So I've answered that question for you, okay? Okay, so does anyone remember this TV program? Please say, someone say yes, because I'm showing my age here. Who? Dot? Sorry, Dot, what did you say? Don't be shy now, Dot. Yes, the Robinsons from Neighbours, yes. So this TV series, right, centres on the residents of Ramsey Street. Okay, yeah. They live in a cul-de-sac and its neighbouring area. How about this one? sorry, you got to be on the end with these guys to know what's going on here. Home along the Riles. Yeah. So, you know, it's a Filipino sitcom, okay, for those of you who didn't know. And the series tells the lives of the Cosme family, is that right? Yeah. And the neighbors who live in the nearby railroad tracks. Ah, see, oh, yeah, all right. So, high five to my Pinoy family right there. Yeah. All right. How about this one? Family Matter. Dot again. Oh my gosh, Dot. Thank you, Dot. All right. Yeah. Talia was starting, so she says. Okay. All right. So obviously it was a black American family who lived in Chicago at the time. And so, yeah, that's them with, I'm sure everyone knows, remember Steve Urkel there? Yep. Okay. All right. And the last one. Oh, yeah. Family Ties. Yes, Family Ties. Hence, today's title is called Family Ties. Everyone say?
Family Ties.
Wonderful. Okay, so let's get straight into it. Then David said, "Here shall be the house of the Lord, and here the altar of burnt offering for Israel." You have to wonder why David put his focus on God here. What was the significance of it, and what was the condition of his heart to do this? So to understand this, and give you a little bit of a backdrop, we need to go back to the previous chapter, chapter 21 of 1 Chronicles. It is there that we discover that David was incited by Satan to take up a census. And this census that David took brought disaster on him. Because unlike the census taken in the book of Numbers 1 and 2 that God had ordered, this census was taken so David could take pride in the strength of his army. In determining his military strength, he was beginning to trust more in military power than in God. My first point is self-sufficiency pulls us away from God. In verse 8 of chapter 21, David realized his sin and took full responsibility, admitting he was wrong and asked God to forgive him. But the consequences of his sin was already in motion. God heard his plea for mercy and stopped the angel before his mission of death was complete. Now, going back to verse 1 of our passage, David has realigned his focus back onto God. So he's moving from focusing on himself with wanting the census, right, to now where he wanted to take up a, to now wanting to have his focus centered back onto God, which brought a sense of humility and awe in David to put all his attention on God and his house. We quickly learn that self-sufficiency can be a dangerous place to be in. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it, but from the posture of a born-again Christian, Bible-believing person, it removes our worship. It removes our ability to rely on God, who was the creator of everything. The purpose of building the temple was to honor God and provide a place for his presence to dwell. Similarly, building healthy families involves placing God at the center of family life and prioritizing spiritual growth, worship, and service. I feel that sometimes we can get caught up in this trap of self-sufficiency. When things are going good, and, you know, I mean really good, which there is such a grace over you. You're doing well at your job, promotion comes, and all of a sudden there is no lack of funds. You know what I mean? And so even though that is temporal, that won't last long. You may be all good now, but when things start turning in a direction opposite to what you've been experiencing, all the good times that you were enjoying has all of a sudden stopped. And now you're going to go through a time of reassessing your priorities. Why? Because you've allowed self-sufficiency get in the way of establishing complete trust and surrender to Jesus. We want to build something that will outlast us and will continue on into the future generation. But what I want to say here is this. Here at Every Nation Logan, we want to see you grow and thrive in Jesus. We can only hope that by the leading of the Holy Spirit, only He will be able to point out the things that are in your life that need to be brought under the Lordship of Jesus. Love you guys. That got real deep. David commanded to gather together the resident aliens. David commanded to gather together the resident aliens who were in the land of Israel, and he set stonecutters to prepare dressed stones for building the house of God. David also provided great quantities of iron for nails for the doors of the gates and for clamps, as well as bronze in quantities beyond weighing, and cedar timber without number, for the Sidonians and the Tyrians brought great quantities of cedar to David. David, he enlisted the help of skilled workers and provided them with the resources they needed to do their job well. He was intentional about preparing the materials and the resources which were needed for his son Solomon to build the temple. Learn to be interdependent, not independent. Interdependent means of two or more people or things are dependent on each other. Independent means not depending on one another for livelihood or substance. In building healthy families, it is important to surround yourself with a supportive network of family members, friends, and professionals who can help guide you, encourage you, and assist you as you need it. We're building for the future here, church. Let's demonstrate to our children that even though we may appear as strangers at first glance, it is by the grace of God and the empowering of the Holy Spirit that enables us to grow together. Yes, it may take some time. A lot of the family feeds, or even a cup of tea or coffee after the service where we can chat and just catch up. It won't happen overnight, but it will happen. Now, I remember this word, interdependence. I mean, I learned this through Every Nation. And because we had a young family, our kids were young at the time, and so they're not so young anymore. We were blessed enough to have a lot of school teenagers at the time, and so because we were also involved with what was happening at church, we were able to engage the young teenagers to look after our kids. So that's just, you know, for you young families there, you know, when you want to go on date night and, you know, you get some of those youth, you help get them over to your house and, Linda, okay, get them over to the house, feed them so that you can do those things in case your main babysitter is not able to come through for you. For David said, Solomon, my son, is young and inexperienced, And the house that is to be built for the Lord must be exceedingly magnificent, of fame and glory throughout all lands. I will therefore make preparation for it. So David provided materials in the quantity before his death. So David recognized that building the temple was not just for his own glory, but for the glory of God and as a legacy for his descendants. The heart of David was to set up his son to flourish and succeed in what God had called him to do. We're building a legacy here, church. Whether you believe it or not, we're building a legacy here. In case, for some of you who may have missed it or haven't noticed that, this series that's been going on for the last 3 weeks gives you an insight of what the DNA of our church is about. Pastor Henry has given you a snapshot of what our church is about, right? But if you want to know more or get better understanding of our DNA, well, do I have the answer to that question? Later on today, we have a DNA class, right? Oh, what are the chances? Oh, what are the chances that we have a DNA class after this at Pastor Henry's house? Man, if you haven't signed up for it, that's okay. Just turn up with your food and, you know, we'll go through this whole scenario again. But church, man, I just ask you to lean in on this. It's about legacy. It doesn't matter what your background is, where you've come from, what you've done. God is faithful. Even if you may be here, but your spouse isn't turned up for whatever reason, still pray for him or her. God is not done with them yet. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. Despite everything that we do in our lives, up to this point in time where we say, Lord, come, enter my boat. Help me through this journey of life. That on the other side, when you get to the other side, you're going to be able to testify of where you were to where you are now. There is no end to our story at the moment. We are still in the production, our own production, the church production. We are in a production of, and when I'm talking about production, it's our story of what we are doing together as a church here. And our church is young. I want you to get a vision of where we will be in 7 years' time. We're 3 years old, right, Pastor Henry? Oh, yeah. Maths is on. In 7 years' time, we're going to look back to this place and we're going to think, wow. We're going to reminisce of the struggles that we had with the roster in Kids Church. We're going to talk about the gear. Every time you come in to set it up, it doesn't go the way it's supposed to go. We're going to talk about people who are away, sick, but we still had that vision, that mindset. We still got to keep going as a family. I say this because we are a testament of what spiritual family has helped my wife and I and our kids and our journey of life. We've been with this movement for 23 years and still counting. Why? Because we understand spiritual family. We understand that when someone is hurting, we go there to help. That's why we have family feeds. That's why we do what we do. That's why we had the bingo earlier on. It's so that you get to, I didn't know that Rain here speaks three languages until now. I didn't even know his name, to be honest. He didn't know mine. And I'm just being honest. I'm Norman, by the way. Ah, yeah. Now, I'm going to land this plane. The question that I've got behind me is, what legacy are you building for the next generation? And to follow that, if you're not part of a spiritual family yet, here we are. Here we are. So I'm going to give you like 3 minutes to discuss this question, and then we'll come back and chat some more. Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed today's message brought to you by Every Nation Brisbane. For more information about our church, visit us on the web at ianbrisbane.org. Thank you for listening. God bless.